Well, I learned something that day. And what I learned is if you are going to connect your business and your philanthropy, you better make sure that it's integrated deep into your culture. That it's not just something that you're going to tack on, but that you're going to build an integrated business. You're going to build an integrated life. You're going to get these things to work deeply together. And you can do it. And when I started my company, Salesforce.com, in 1999, I decided to do three things. One, a radically new technology model called cloud computing. Two, a radically new business model, which was subscription services for software. And three, a radically new philanthropy model, where that day we started the company, we put 1% of our equity, 1% of our profit, and 1% of all of our employees' time into a 501c3 public charity. It was very easy. We had no products. We had no equity. We had no people. It was an easy decision. But today, Salesforce.com is doing great. We have more than 13,000 employees. We'll do more than $5 billion in revenue this year. We're heading into the Fortune 500, the top 500 companies in the world. We are Fortune Magazine's most admired software company for 2014. We are Forbes' most innovative company in the world for 3 years in a row. And we are Fortune Magazine's best place to work, number 7 this year in the world. Thank you. Thank you. And if you're looking for a job, graduates, CEO@Salesforce.com is my email address.